This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Celtics returned from the All-Star break last night with a blowout win over the Philadelphia 76ers, who are a mess. They are not one of the 10 best teams in the Eastern Conference as it stands right now, which is fantastic stuff. Travis Thomas in for Jones today here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. The Joel Embiid experience has not been good. I was looking this up. So when he got drafted, obviously a lot of excitement around him. He was the third overall pick, hurt for the first 2 years. So he didn't play his first 2 years after being drafted. This was the beginning of all the whole trust the process in Philadelphia.
I remember.
All right. So this has been his run. First year as a player, missed the playoffs. Then they lost in the second round, lost in the second round, lost in the first round, lost in the second round, lost in the second round, lost in the second round, lost in the first round, and now they're trending towards missing the playoffs.
This is not a rivalry. Pretty bad. They always kick our ass.
So not even a conference finals. So even when people used to make fun of some of the other guys that hadn't, you know, won a title, like Damian Lillard or James Harden or Carmelo or Allen, Pierce, and Garnett before they teamed up. They all at least made it to a conference finals.
And they played. They were available.
Correct. Joel Embiid doesn't even – that's a great point. Right? Joel Embiid now can't play back-to-backs, and he's done. Like, it seems like that whole run, and they had a million draft picks, including, like, Ben Simmons and Markel Fultz and a whole bunch of other guys. It's been a disaster. Like, he's had a, you know, a Hall of Fame career because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, and guys get – you win an MVP, you're going to get in. But – it's a mess, and it's probably over. Like, we're watching, this is the end of the, whatever you want to call this run of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, you have to think about this. It almost feels like the perfect storm against Joel Embiid, meaning everything you just named, this albatross of a contract, this he's never healthy, you know, dark cloud that hangs over him. Uh-huh. So you have all those things working against you. And then, oh, by the way, in this league, every team, not some, not a few, every team lives and dies by the three-point shot. What do you get with Joel Embiid? You have to run down. It slows the offense down. You got to wait for his big butt to get in the post.
Or he'll hoist one up.
I was going to say, if not, by the time he gets down there, you pass it to him at the top of the key because he just labored down there. Because let's not gloss over that the guy's fat and out of shape.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, he is.
A little Devers in his game.
And there's a lot of Devers in his game. And so, you know, you pass it to him at the top of the key and he's going to chuck a three up. Maybe it goes in, maybe it doesn't. So I just don't think stylistically any team plays like that anymore, like what his true skill set is.
No, probably not.
Because he's a bad dude. When
he can be.
Yes.
He can be.
Skill set-wise, but no one plays like that.
So he's making $51 million this year. He makes $55 next year, $57.9 the year after that, $62.2 the year after that. Then he has a player option for $67 million in the 29 season. So, yeah, they're cooked. They're done. It's also worth pointing out, one, just because it's funny to laugh at how bad the Sixers have turned into, but, like, where's the competition in the Eastern Conference? Like, it doesn't really feel like it's there. I like Cleveland. I don't love them. It's really because I love Donovan Mitchell, and I'm like, all right, they have a pretty talented team. They still don't feel like a true threat. The Knicks, who are going to be the Celtics' next opponent coming up this weekend, Last time they played them, they beat them by 30.
Every time.
Tatum dropped 40. Yeah, they've been dominant.
Yep.
And so, I mean, you know, if they do make it back to the NBA Finals, there's going to be somebody good standing there coming out of the West, whether it's the Thunder this year or Jokic gets back with the Nuggets or whatever. But the Eastern Conference, like, man, it doesn't seem like there's anybody really up for the challenge.
No, and I'll be honest, looking out in the West, the Thunder are an extremely talented team, but they are young.
Seem like the Celtics from a few years ago.
That's right.
Right?
They don't know how to win just yet. They're still trying to figure it out. The Nuggets, yes, Jokic is an absolute force, but that team doesn't play any defense, like at all. Like, they play turnstile defense, okay? Yeah. Memphis Grizzlies are young. Can you trust Ja Morant in big moments? We don't know. We haven't seen it. The Rockets aren't there yet, although I love Ime.
Yep.
Lakers, don't even get me started. You want to talk about the Nuggets don't play defense.
Yeah.
The Lakers don't even know how to spell that word.
No. So do you think they can figure that out, though, with Luka?
No.
Luka's not looked great since he's gotten there.
Luka doesn't play defense.
Yeah.
That's the issue. He does not play defense. And they don't have a rim protector. So
and Mark LeBron's Williams 100. Trade really screwed him.
Because
when they made that deal, you're like, okay, they got a real center there that could be promising if he stays healthy. Then they fail the physical, and then you're like, kind of back to where you left him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really trust either LA team.
LeBron's 100 years old.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's not going to make the postseason. Steph may not.
Mm.
It just feels...
Kevin Durant and Steph Curry are battling for the 10 seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just feels like, you know what? It's inevitable. We're going to have another parade here this summer.
So.
And I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
I was hammered. Can we get to have a conversation?
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Were you as hammered as Sam Hauser?
Well, first of all, no.
Okay.
But...
he survived, yeah.
All my championship parade experience has been working. Like, I covered a Nationals championship parade World Series.
How was that?
Boring.
Yeah.
I covered a Capitals Stanley Cup parade.
That ought to be decent.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was working. And so the Celtics won.
And you're like,
I happen to be off work.
I'm going to go as a fan.
And I said, wait, so I can go to this as a fan? Yeah.
Just got smashed.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Wasted.
That's nice.
It was so fun.
So yeah, this maybe go around. Make sure you
the guy is drunk.
Make sure you take the day. Make sure you take the day off.
Yeah.
You can run it right back again.
Yes.
Like Sam Hauser, who just throwing
so I wasn't Hauser
all
drunk.
Over the duck boat.
I'll give you a comp.
Yeah.
I was Brady Buccaneers parade drunk.
Oh, that's pretty drunk.
That was drunk.
That's yeah, you
like faculties.
Held up?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Like faculties were struggling.
What were you drinking?
Everything.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
Everything.
It's a little bit everything.
You know why?
Yeah.
People have embraced me here, bro.
Good.
People have embraced me.
It's good to hear that.
It's like, you know, everyone told me, if you're not from there, they're now wrong.
No, that's not true.
Everyone has embraced me. Yeah, so people recognize me and be like, hey, Trev.
They're like,
drink this.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Just getting roofied all day.
It was great.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time. glad that happened for you. And I'm glad that I do feel like even though – it has not been a perfect start by any means. They've lost 16 games already. They lost 18 a year ago. So, like, they're not the dominant team that they were consistently. And, like, the home record, the fact that they're 17-10 at home is strange.
It
like,
is.
Like, why they don't have that. But, like, I don't – like, who's beating them? Now, the road to the finals will be more difficult this year. Because there was just so many things happening last year. Guys getting hurt like Halliburton and Mitchell and just guys dropping like flies. Even though we just talked how the Eastern Conference might be down, what are the chances that, you know, Brunson and Towns and Giannis, like everybody's hurt again? So it'll probably be a little bit tougher, but I still don't see anybody beating them.
No, I think they'll be... I think the path will be similar, meaning more often than not, they're going to wash these teams in these series.
Yeah.
I do think there'll be a couple of challenges along the way. No matter who comes out of the West, it's going to give the Celtics a fight. You know, that could be a 6 or 7 game series, depending. In the East.
The East is, I'm telling you, it's hard to find it. Like
I like the Cavs.
So
I'm going to put some respect on the Cavs name. And I still, I know you and I disagree on this, and that's fine.
Yep.
This Giannis Antetokounmpo guy is, I don't know what planet he's from, but that dude in a 7-game series is not, I mean, he's impossible to stop.
I know, but
you have him, you have Dame, and then your third fiddle is where you run into issues. You have Kyle Kuzma as your third fiddle,
yeah.
And that's it.
Also,
you don't have much else.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, there, Giannis has the trump card of he's won a title, so it's not like, you know, Joel Embiid, but there's something about Giannis where, I don't know if it's that he cares fully or whatever. Can you remember when he got eliminated a couple of years ago and he had that horrible press conference where he was just like, you know, there is no such thing as failure and this, that, and it's like, you're the one seed and you lose. Like, yeah, that's kind of a sports failure.
Sure.
Like, you're doing well in life, but that's, yeah, not what we're talking about. We're talking about your basketball team. Like, that was a disaster. And he's like, well, there, yeah, it's when they lost to the Heat, right? And he was just like, oh, there's no such thing as failure. And, like, you know, like, what do you do for your job? And it was like a really weird, bizarre press conference where I'm like, did he win the one title? And now he's like, I'm good. I accomplished what I set out to accomplish. Because I don't think he has that, like, killer instinct that other guys around the league would have.
I do. I think this dude, you can make an argument he's the best player in the world. And
Over Jokic?
I wouldn't. You can make the argument. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, he's the least of their problems. That him and Dame are not a problem. It's anything outside of that. And that's why I don't have them beating
the
Celtics.
Falls off a cliff after those guys.
That's right.
And I think their coach has lost so many playoff series when they've had a lead. And it's like not really a guy that you can trust.
That's right.
But right now, when you look at it, the Celtics, because the Cavs are out to such a hot start, they're the two seed. So right now, if you just played it out seeding-wise, they'd play Orlando in the first round. Then they would play the Knicks in the second, and then the Cavs in the third, which is not a murderer's row. It's more difficult than it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what the Knicks are. I know the Knicks guys are confident because they feel like every time they face the Celtics, they've been missing players. But guess what? So have the Celtics. Like,
That's the Celtics, right.
Also have been missing guys all year long. And yet, you know, they're still playing much better than New York.
Here's my gut on this.
Got it.
Celtics repeat.
Yep.
Okay.
Like that.
And we're jazzed. Mm-hmm. We're stoked.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, boy, that apron hits.
New owner.
Those luxury tax.
New owner comes in.
New owner comes in and looks at the books and says, yeah, but this guy's, all of a sudden now we're hearing, well, Jalen Brown could be on the move.
Yeah,
well, this guy.
You almost have to win now because there's a lot of uncertainty in the future.
And so my gut is we will look back and say, man, Tatum and Brown should have won more titles together.
Well, I mean, I feel that way about Pierce and Garnett, and those guys got together later in their careers, and they really needed to win in 10. They weren't able to get it done. But there's a lot of uncertainty. Plus, you know, Drew Holiday and Al Horford. Like, how many more years can you rely on either one
Porzingis
of those guys?
Porzingis, too.
Yeah, well, Porzingis every year. Yeah, no doubt. Texter says, Keith, did you really think they were going to win 65 games again this year? LOL. Yeah, no, I definitely did.
Yes.
I did. I thought they might win 68 games. Why wouldn't they? Everyone's like, oh, well, you know, they're now the hunted or whatever. You're like, okay, the Warriors won more games in the regular season after their first title. So it can happen. But yeah, I definitely thought that. All right, we got our week in review coming up. It's been a heck of a week here on Jones and Keefe, but we will replay some of the best of coming up next year on WEEI.